Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, November 24th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news early this evening, the new musical The Queen of Versailles will play its final Broadway performance on January 4th. The announcement comes just 2 weeks after its official opening, where it was greeted with mostly mixed to negative reviews. Based on the 2012 documentary of the same name, the lavish musical starring Kristen Chenoweth and F. Murray Abraham follows Jackie and David Siegel as they seek to build the largest private home in America in Orlando, Florida, but are stymied by the 2008 stock market crash. It features an original score by Stephen Schwartz, a book by Lindsay Ferrantino, choreography by Lauren Yolongo Grant and Christopher Cree Grant, and direction by Michael Arden. Its grosses weren't bad, as it was consistently making at least $1 million a week, but word of mouth was highly negative and post-holiday season advance sales were soft, eventually resulting in the decision to cut losses. Per Michael Paulson of the New York Times, the show cost up to $22.5 million to mount, which will not be recouped. The lead producers are Bill Damaschke, Seaview under the leadership of Greg Noble, Sonia Friedman, and Chenoweth herself under her production company Diva Worldwide Entertainment. At the time of its scheduled closing, The Queen of Versailles will have played 32 previews and 65 regular performances. More casting has just been announced for the upcoming revival of Joe Turner's Come and Gone. Bradley Stryker has hopped on board as Rutherford Seelig. Trip Taylor will play Jeremy Furlow, and four child actors have been revealed. Jackson Edward Davis and Christopher Woodley will share the role of Reuben Scott, and Savannah Commodore and Dominique Sky Turner will alternate in the role of Zonya Loomis. All six newly announced onstage actors will be making their Broadway debuts in the production. Five understudies have also joined. As previously announced, the cast of Joe Turner's Come and Gone will be led by Taraji P. Henson, Cedric the Entertainer, Joshua Boone, and Ruben Santiago Hudson. Previews begin March 30th before an April 25th official opening at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. It will run through July 12th. And finally today, the current Broadway cast of six will be performing this Thursday as part of the Thanksgiving in America telecast on CNN. Still going strong in its fourth year at the Lena Horne Theater, six marks the very first Broadway show to appear on this broadcast. Spot cast members Naja Hetzberger, Gianna Yanelli, Kelsey Watts, Crystal Hernandez, Kay Sibal, and Taylor Marie Daniel sometime in between 8 a.m. and 12 noon Eastern. There will also be performances from Brad Paisley, The Temptations, The Four Tops, and the Harlem Gospel Choir. It was previously announced that three other musicals, Ragtime, Just in Time, and Buena Vista Social Club, will be performing live on the NBC broadcast of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon in all time zones. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.